Hey everyone, it's the Between the Lines postgame report presented by Gatorade. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, coming to you after preseason game number two, a game the Vikings lose to the Seattle Seahawks. 20-13.
That's why I was spinning around looking at that score. Just, we lost a preseason game. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it is. I think we were 13-1 under Zimmer in the preseason coming into tonight. Now we're 13-2. We're 1-1 this preseason. Oddly enough, though, we were talking with our boss, Brian Harper, before we came on air. Kind of feel a little better after this game than after the first game,
even though
we didn't win this game.
No, no doubt. Because continuity, cohesiveness, and fluidity with the first offense was demanded by head coach Mike Zimmer. And look at how long he kept Bradford in the first offensive line and Dalvin Cook in the game. They played a lot, more than the first defense. And outside of some penalties at the end of the first drive, I thought the first offensive line represented really well. Nick Easton at left guard. Pat Elflein got his debut at starting center. Rashad Hill, left tackle. Then Berger and Mike Remmers. I thought Remmers played a lot better than he did against Buffalo. So I think the first offense, for the most part, except for closing, was good. But the first offensive line needed to be good, and it was.
And it was. No sacks for Sam Bradford. I believe he was 7 of 11 for 95 yards. He found Stephon Diggs four times. I thought Stephon looked pretty good tonight.
Our first offense was certainly markedly more explosive than at Buffalo.
And now, the one issue with the offense that they're going to talk about, so I'm not afraid to bring it up, is the negative plays when he got inside the 15.
No doubt.
You know, that backed us up, made us kick a field goal.
So same.
Correct that, get into the end zone. But a nice step forward for the first team offense. There'll be plenty of things to pick apart. We'll let the head coach do that. His post-game press conference will be on the website. So if you didn't catch it live, make sure you catch it in on-demand
fashion.
What
website is that?
Vikings.com.
That's Vikings.com.
So let's talk about what we liked. Mm-hmm. What we liked was some of our rookies stepping up.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun to see.
Yeah,
Jahleel Johnson.
Well, Jahleel Johnson. Let's go offense first.
Okay.
Dalvin Cook averaged nearly 6 yards a carry. Had some wiggle and some burst to his game.
Yeah.
Why is that? That's because the offensive line was opening holes for him. Minnesota Moving Company looking to solidify itself. And by the way, don't tell anybody, but in that 49ers third preseason game, U.S. Bank Stadium preseason home opener a week from Sunday, left tackle Riley Reiff, I think, is debuting. Pretty sure Alex Boone's going to be back, and maybe they'll be able to solidify the Minnesota Moving Company, but don't tell anybody. Dalvin Cook, I thought, had some good wiggle to him and some good explosive runs. Also, rookie Bucky Hodges. Bucky Hodges, I ain't trying to make him sound like Kellen Winslow or Rob Gronkowski. Main man can get open. He got open in the Buffalo Bills game, and there was a wobbly pass to him, and he still almost caught it with one hand. So Bucky is a rookie who stuck out defensively. Jahleel Johnson, the rookie from Iowa, I think he's a cinch to make the team, the active 53. And guess what? I think he might play. You know, if they, I don't know how many defensive linemen they're going to keep, Wobby, but this Jahleel Johnson is jumping out of his skin right now. Sack at Buffalo, tackle for loss tonight. Jahleel's all over the place.
He was.
Then one of your favorite undrafted guys in the history of Vikings football, maybe second only to John Randall, 64 to Sean Bauer.
He was explosive again. He had a sack in Buffalo. He was behind the line of scrimmage a bunch of times tonight, along with Jahleel Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
The strength of this roster, to me, is the defensive line. And I think they're going to get stronger this season because of those young players and the rotation at D-tackle.
Well, you know what? This is where, I mean, Rick Spielman, the general manager, great job with the draft from what we've seen so far, specifically the undrafted guys and Tashaun Bauer. But this is where it gets to be a meat grinder for the personnel department because we go into the third preseason game. In the fourth preseason game, the majority of the guys who are the best guys on the team aren't going to play. And you got to get that thing down to 53. There are some incredibly difficult decisions to be made. I mean, I'll pose one for you right now.
Okay.
If defense is the identity of the Minnesota Vikings and the defensive line arguably is the best and deepest part of the team.
Yes.
Do you keep 9? Do you keep 10? What do you do with Bauer? What do you do with Weatherly?
Yeah.
What do you do with these veterans, Will Sutton and Dayton Jones?
Yeah.
I mean, Sutton and Jones have both played in the NFL and rather extensively, specifically Dayton Jones, who was a first-round pick from UCLA. Yet in the second half, we saw Sutton and Jones playing. No Linval, no Steffen, no Tom Johnson. And Jahleel Johnson's a rookie, so he's going to play then. I'm telling you, these are really tough calls.
Yep, it's a deep position for us. Ben Gedeon, Pete Bursis told me after the game.
That's a great call.
He liked how Ben Gedeon played. I don't think he started the game because we started in nickel.
Yeah, second defensive play, they went to base, and there's Gedeon.
He was in.
And so. Edmund Robinson played really well against Buffalo, so did Gedeon, but Gedeon got the call tonight.
Was Marshall Kane's field goal a 50-yarder?
No, Kane, the kicker, was good from 29.
Forbath was good from 50.
Forbath was good. Legitimate kicking battle here. Yep. Wow, this is compelling. This is unbelievably fun.
Now, up next for the Vikings, they play the 49ers at U.S. Bank Stadium. We get to go home, yep. So we're looking forward to that. The game is Sunday, kickoff 7 p.m. Make sure you don't miss that on the Vikings Radio Network and, of course, on TV. Until then, we'll practice back at Winter Park after a day off tomorrow. Seattle, it was a cool trip. We talked to Warren Moon, so we'll have that interview coming up later in the season. We talked to the professor, John Clayton.
Best ever.
We took in the sights and sounds of the Cappuccino Capital. We didn't win the game, and there are things to correct, but it was a good step forward for a young Vikings roster. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I can't wait for the home opener at U.S. Bank Stadium. Third preseason game, seeing how long the offense played this evening. It probably will play longer, maybe into the second half or maybe the entire first half. Then we have the Miami game. You get through that, hopefully get through it in healthy fashion. And then September 11th, Adrian Drew Brees in New Orleans. I mean, this whole thing's unbelievably cool.
Thank you, Gatorade, for presenting the Between the Lines postgame report. Thank you, Vikings fans, for being great fans and for watching. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby, signing off for now.